Penguin Random House Audio presents The Immortalists by Chloe Benjamin. Read for you by Maggie Hoffman. Prologue. The Woman on Hester Street. 1969. Varya. Varya is 13. New to her are 3 more inches of height and the dark patch of fur between her legs. Her breasts are palm-sized, her nipples pink dimes. Her hair is waist-length and medium brown, not the black of her brother Daniel's or Simon's lemon curls, not Clara's glint of bronze. In the morning, she plaits it in 2 French braids. She likes the way they whisk her waist, like horses' tails. Her tiny nose is no one's, or so she thinks. By 20, it will have risen to assume its full hawkish majesty, her mother's nose. But not yet. They wind through the neighborhood, all 4 of them. Varya, the eldest, Daniel, 11, Clara, 9, and Simon, 7. Daniel leads the way, taking them down Clinton to Delancey, turning left at Forsyth. They walk the perimeter of Sarah D. Roosevelt Park, keeping to the shade beneath the trees. At night, the park turns rowdy, but on this Tuesday morning, there are only a few clumps of young people sleeping off the previous weekend's protests, their cheeks pressed to the grass. At Hester, the siblings become quiet. Here they must pass Gold's Tailor and Dressmaking, which their father owns, and, though it is not likely he'll see them, Saul works with total absorption, as if what he is sewing is not the hem of a men's pant leg, but the fabric of the...